This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
I miss this guy. I mean, when he was on ESPN, we spoke to him all the time. Now he's at Fox, Big Shot, does the games. But we got a chance to talk to him Super Bowl week, and that is the great Mark Schlereth. Mark, it's Michael, Don, and Peter. How are you doing, my friend?
I am doing great. Always good to hear your voice. Miss our baseball conversations. And I just want to say happy birthday, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm going to celebrate you right here in Colorado tonight. I might get a cake and put a candle in it for you.
Aww. I love it. But don't blow it out because you got to be COVID compliant. So just like touch it with your fingers.
Okay, yeah, lick my fingers and touch it.
There you go.
I'm all over it.
Now, since we want to talk football, but since you're in Colorado, what is the general feeling? They just gave away Nolan Arenado. They paid people to take one of the best players on the planet.
Wait, not like he makes the sublime look routine on a nightly basis. I watch a ridiculous amount of Rockies baseball. And ultimately, every night he does something that is, like, jaw-dropping.
Yeah, he's special.
And, like, when he doesn't get to a ball, you're like, what the hell's wrong with Nolan, right? I mean, it's just ridiculous. And not only did you trade him, but you gave $50 million to the organization you traded him to. Like, he's some type of garbage. And then in return, you got five minor league players. Four of them didn't make your 60-man roster last year. Oh, wow. What a haul. I mean, I just can't even fathom what is going on here. And then you have the audacity as an organization to tell your fan base that you're modeling yourself after Tampa. Hey, listen, Tampa knows how to draft and develop guys. You don't. You never have. It's, you know what, though? I'm still going to go to the games because Coors Field is the attraction, not the ball club.
It's like the old Cubs.
Go to Coors Field. Yeah, it's enjoy the sun, have a beer, eat some peanuts, and watch the team that comes in to beat down the Rockies in the 3-game series. That's what it comes down to.
All right, let's talk about the Super Bowl. All right, you're fired up about the Rockies. How do you see this one playing out? Most people think it's going to be the Chiefs, but the spread is only 3.5. Let me ask you this way. How do the Bucs pull this off?
Well, I will tell you, I've done 4 Bucs games, and they're exceptionally talented on both sides of the ball, obviously. I think defensively, they are the fastest, nastiest football team that I have had a consistent opportunity to study and watch this year. And like I said, I did 4 games, so, I mean, I broke down probably 3 games of each, three games going in to each game. So, I've done an intensive study on these guys. They stop the run. They've got unbelievable edge rushers in JPP and Shaq Barrett. They're 2 inside linebackers. Both of them have rockets strapped to their asses. They can fly. They're incredible. And what they do, like, there's 2 ways to affect a passer, right? You can affect them up front by having a great pass rush, and then you can disrupt routes by pressing, by playing man coverage. That's what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers do. So I'm talking to Sean Payton earlier this year, and Sean tells me, listen, if you can get to a quarterback on a blitz in 4 steps, you can affect that throw. You either sack him, you hit him, you make him move, whatever the case may be. So they have got the speed, athleticism, and timing to disrupt the routes because they're playing press man all the time and still get to the quarterback and affect his throw because they're so good from a timing and execution standpoint. And they've got such speed at the linebacker position. So that to me is the great matchup. It's this exceptional defense that's aggressive, that has great speed, versus this exceptional offense of the Kansas City Chiefs. And Todd Bowles, former teammate of mine with Washington, Todd believes this. He goes, we're going to pressure you. We're going to press you on first down. We're going to steal, we're going to steal a series. We're pressure you on first down, puts you in second down and 14. We're going to get off the field. That's what we're going to do. And we're going to give up 2 or 3 big plays. But you know what? We're going to make 8. At the end of the day, we're going to be +5 in big plays. And that's how they play defense. And if it comes down to that, they win this game. If they end up giving up 5 plays and only making 3, they lose. That to me is how this game breaks down.
You know, Mark, I looked at their three playoff games, Tampa, right? And I felt like all three teams they played kind of let them off the hook, right? I thought Washington could have applied more pressure. The Saints, with that fumble in the third quarter when they're on their way to taking a 14-point lead, changed the game. The three turnovers by Brady, the Packers not able to take advantage of it. I feel like if that's the way they play with Kansas City, I don't think Kansas City's going to let them off the hook. Do you?
No, I don't. And like, they're going to have to be clean on that side of the ball, but there's a reason they're creating those turnovers, and that's because of the speed and just the shock of that defense. And, you know, Murphy Bunting's a great player on the outside. Jamel Dean's a great player on the outside. Carlton Davis is he legitimately is a lockdown type of corner that doesn't get any credit. So, and I think there are two safeties. Remember, Antoine Winfield Jr. didn't play in that game against Green Bay, and they lost Whitehead to an injury, a shoulder injury. So their two safeties are outstanding as well. I'm telling you, this defense is great, and you give up three turnovers. Think about this. Tom Brady throws three picks, you know, three ill-advised throws, whatever you want to call it. Three picks in the second half. The Packers scored 6 points off of three turnovers. That's that defense just absolutely studding up and making plays. And that's what – if they win, they're going to win because this defense is going to make some exceptional plays. They're going to create turnovers, and you know, they're going to give their offense some short fields.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
We're talking with Mark Schlereth, and Mark's one of the few human beings that has ever lived that actually has three Super Bowl rings. So I would ask you this, Mark, knowing that you probably appreciate it more than others because how hard it was for you to get three. Can you even fathom that Brady is going to his 10th Super Bowl and looking for a seventh ring?
No. Yeah, he had the ultimate humble brag the other day. They asked him about doing the media day over social media or over Zoom. And he's like, yeah, it's so different than the first 9 times I came here, right? I mean, just the ultimate humble brag. It's unbelievable. And I've said this a million times, and I'll continue to say it about Tom Brady. You know, I find it fascinating that everybody wants to write his obituary. And I've studied this guy for 20 years, and I have not seen any – I mean, I talked to him 4 times this year over Zoom. I have not seen any significant drop off in his ability to throw the ball at all. Now he never relied on athleticism, but arm talent wise, I don't see any difference in his ability to throw the ball. And he confirmed, like, I don't feel any different than I did at 28 throwing the football. So it's incredible what he's done. But the thing that is most amazing to me, is that he's not been sated by success. Like, you can have that type of success. Like, I know me, man. Like, when things are going my way, man, I don't ever learn anything. Like, I'm too busy patting myself on the freaking back. And this is a guy that is so driven. All that success he's had, he's never rested on his laurels. He continues to grind. He's the hardest working guy. He's the most prepared guy. He lifts everybody up to his level. It's the most remarkable thing I think I've ever seen. Is his ability to continue to just grind on his career.
And am I crazy, Mark, as talented as this Tampa team is, I just can't picture them playing in this Super Bowl without Tom Brady.
What you meaning, like, yeah,
If there was another good quarterback, I don't see them there with even a high-level quarterback. It's something about him that pulled this whole thing together.
Like, I'll tell you, you know, just having these conversations with Bruce Arians and having conversations with Tom Brady. And Tom Brady is, like, one of the things that I've found fascinating with him. Like, this guy is a legitimate, bona fide, like, superstar. Has a, you know, Giselle's his wife and just wants to be a dude. He just wants to be a guy, you know. He's just that way when you talk to him. But like the things that you don't see. You know, people complain about him yelling at guys on the sideline. Half the time he's cussing himself out. And he just is so committed to team and getting everybody to play at his level. And when you talk to guys like Mike Evans or Chris Godwin, or you talk to, you know, Leonard Fournette, they'll all tell you the same thing, man. They're like, at first you're just in awe, and then he's just one of the guys, but he's so driven that you don't, it's like, you know, it's like not wanting to let your dad down, you know? I mean, that's how they have this incredible relationship. Bruce Arians told me, man, he takes care of all the rookies. Anyone that wants to be a part of TB12, he pays for it. I mean, he's just like the ultimate teammate on top of being the greatest that's ever played the position.
All right, before we let you go, tell me about Patho 3Gen.
Yeah, Pathogen Solutions, a great, I mean, it's all about the science and the technology about creating a workspace that is as clean and as sanitized as possible. And there are these mats. So they have this multi-patented mat you stand on for 8 seconds, and it cleans your shoes using ozone and UV light. 99.999% of pathogens are killed. Trying to bring us back to normal from a practical application standpoint, you know, you walk into your facility, you've got the signal there that it's a visible safety signal, it's effective safety signal, and it kills the germs that, you know, that you would track into your facility. So, you know, opening up stadiums again, bringing us back to normal, having the players walk in, making sure their shoes are sanitized. It's an incredible, the science behind it is absolutely amazing. And they're doing unbelievable things. Hospital-grade sanitizing system for your shoes that can be used in stadiums, that can be used in sports venues. And you guys know as well as I do, man, the connectivity of sports, the community of sports, and just enjoying it together is what makes it special. So they're trying to bring us back to normal as quickly as possible.
All right, so it's pronounced Pathogen, but if you want to go online, www.path03gen.com. Pathogen.
You got it.
.com. Now, Mark, I've been entertained by your granddaughter making picks. Has she made her Super Bowl pick yet?
Well, we haven't officially done it, but I'm going to break the news here. She's taking Tampa Bay.
Really?
Yeah.
She's done very well in the playoffs.
That's big.
Yeah, she's how many games have there been total? She's lost three, so she's like 9-3 or maybe 8-3,
six,
I think, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. 6-3, I think. Yeah, there's been 9 games, I think.
Well, no, whatever it is, she's
only lost three.
Yeah, she's only lost, well, there was six games the first weekend, right?
All right.
And then there were
four.
Four. So that's 10, right?
12. There's been 12.
Two.
Right. So there's 12. So she's 9-3.
9-3. Yeah. She's 9-3 in her picks.
That's not bad.
Wow. That's money.
No,
that's money in your pocket.
She's better than me. She's better than me. I guarantee you that.
She's available for a weekly.
Yeah. She's actually
might have to get her as a weekly.
She's doing breakdowns. Listen to this. Speaking of birthdays, and happy birthday once again. Her birthday was just the other day. And I color code, when I'm charting games, I color code it into the color of the team in my notebook. And she asked for the same pens I use to color code games and a notebook to do football stuff with. So we've been breaking down formations.
That's
we've been
great.
Breaking down personnel groupings. Like she's just so much smarter than me. It's not even funny.
Oh,
but,
you must love it. We just sit here.
Oh, we just sit here for, like, the other day we worked on football for an hour. She calls it her football notebook. She's
That's
like,
great.
Popo, let's get the football notebook out and go over some plays. I'm like, yes, let's do that.
Awesome.
I mean, it's amazing.
All right, so she's going with Tampa Bay. We always love talking with you, Mark.
Yep.
Please stay safe and well, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good, Michael. Happy birthday, guys. Be well. Happy birthday, Michael.
Thank you so much.
Yep.
Take care.
Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champion, works for Fox, has a radio show in Colorado. That's why he was so angry about the Arenado stuff. We got a lot of stuff to do. Knicks with a disappointing game yesterday. We'll tell you about their problems as well. And we've got a reason. I'm hearing from a lot of people and somebody in L.A. kind of explaining why the Angels have suspended Callaway and not fired him. We will get to that in just a moment right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.